T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You talk about careers. The guy just sat down, Charles Haley, College Hall of Fame, NFL Hall of Fame, 100 sacks, 5 Super Bowl championships. I can go on and on, so there's not much else to say. He and Brady were 5. I'm not sure. Is there anybody else that caught you guys, or no? Is it just you and Brady?
Just me and Brady.
Okay, that's it. 5. Charles, who went, left Seaford, and he, whatever went on with you and Seaford, they wind up with the Cowboys and win a couple with them. So 5 in 5, which is an incredible time. As I said, College Hall of Fame, NFL Hall of Fame, one of the great sack guys of all time. I put him on that same level with, you know, the Fred Deans and the and the Deacon Jones and the LTs, that kind of pass rusher. So he was that good. Charles, welcome. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great.
James Madison, if I remember right.
Yeah,
James
we're Madison, baller. That's James it. Madison, the
absolutely
Dukes.
Yep, that's it. At a tiny James Madison. And what was the story? You didn't run well once, and that's why you fell down in the draft. Was that the story? You didn't run the first time fast or something like that? Then the next time they clocked you and you ran great or something?
Well, what happened was is the 49ers came down. I ran a 4.48, and then I pulled the hamstring.
Gotcha.
And then for the main one, I ran like a 4.6. So, and the problem was I weighed 225 pounds.
Right.
And, 200 pounds. I had to gain weight when I went to the 49ers. So, and I played middle linebacker. So they were doing a lot of projecting.
Right, of where you'd play.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously an incredible, 5 Super Bowls. Just an incredible, I remember Jimmy Johnson was just thrilled about the whole thing. I mean, it was amazing. You getting away from them, as a matter of fact, and you were traded for, if I remember, like a second or third or something like that. It might have been a second or third, right? Is that right? Second or third?
Yeah. Hey, Coach Johnson was unbelievable. He's a winner. I think he should be.
He thought when he got you, he said, that's the guy. That was the guy.
I think he should be in the Hall of Fame.
I agree with
myself.
You.
And,
he was dominant.
He definitely should be in the Ring of Honor.
He built the dynasty.
He did. And he took the youngest team, put it together, and took it to the house twice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back to
and
back.
That third team was his team. The Switzers team was his team. So, that won. So, yeah absolutely. But there's one... when you win 5 Super Bowls, it's like having 5 kids asking you which one you like the best. But which one, is there one that stands out to you more than the others? Or not?
Well, the first one stands out the most because, we were playing the Bengals. We went up and they ran the kickoff back. And the first play, they got offside. So Joe had 50 minutes to go, 90 yards. And, I'm sitting over there with my hands in my face and I'm crying. Because God brought me here to lose, and somebody got to lose. And the next thing I know, I heard the fans cheering, and I stood up. And within 5 plays, we were Super Bowl champions. And that was the last time I doubted my teammates. It taught me a great lesson.
You know, it's funny. Can you who was the toughest guy on a line? Which guy on what tackle was the toughest guy for you?
Was it one guy? Well, Jackie Slater.
Everybody says Jackie Slater all the time. That's why.
Oh my God!
Everybody always says Jackie Slater. You ask anybody, they all say the same thing. They all say Jackie Slater.
I beat Jackie speed rush and got a sack, and then I beat him inside and got a hit. And then my next one set up was to bull rush him. So I went to bull rush him. All I saw was the head go back, and it came down and hit me. My knees hit the ground. I saw Jesus in all 3 forms, and I went to the sideline. I threw my helmet away. I went down to where the kicker's at, and I go like, "Oh Lord, do I really want to do this?" And the coward in me came out. I'm not gonna lie to you. I want to say I'm a warrior and everything, but I'm gonna tell you, yellow came out on me, and Jackie did it. And every time I see him, I hug his neck because. He taught me not to try to run over a grown man.
Right,
and so I learned to work the edges.
You know, that that Cowboy team, that was a team loaded. You talk about, what talent on that team. You think that's the last, before the rules changed, before the free agency, before everything, that's the last great team.
Oh, my God. I've never,
I mean,
never,
you talk about
never,
how many great
never.
Players on that team.
I've never seen that much speed anywhere, not even on track field. You know, hey, I guys would get hurt and couldn't get that starting job back. And, you know, it was – I was totally blessed.
Yeah, that was great talent. It really was. But you were the big piece to it, big piece for them, really
well,
big piece.
You know what? I don't know what I was. All I know is that the guys I played with, I loved, and they helped me a ton. To become a better person and to be a leader.
Yeah, and the game 19 years ago, the Buffalo, one of the games was here, the Dallas,
yes.
the game.
Second one
was here. That game was here, yeah. In this building. Yeah.
25 years ago. Yep. Yeah, it's the anniversary. Hey, everything just fell in place. You can't, talent and speed.
Yep.
You know, it's hard. It's hard for you to overcome that, you know. So, I always felt like, you know, we had enough talent to dominate no matter who we was playing.
What do you when guys, and they do, they come up and they revere the fact that you won 5 Super Bowls. What do you tell them? What do they say to you when you ask them what the secret is to win 5 Super Bowls?
I tell them, you know what? It's not about hard work. It's about being smart, you know, being in the classroom, study film. Don't watch film. Guys just watch it like a movie. They don't study the guys they're going against. And then they got to adapt and overcome. You can't walk out there with one move in your head. You got to walk out there knowing the things that you can do and then be able to, whatever they do, do it the opposite of it. And I think that's the hardest thing for guys is to process that information. I love knowledge. I love the game. I go into different classrooms so I can learn different things. And I tell them all. I say, you know what? I learned everybody's position.
Did you go in the offensive line and look and see how they were going to come up with a game plan?
I looked at it all.
You did? That's interesting. You know, Belichick does that. He makes the opposite position go in and look at how the corners prepare, if you're a wide receiver, how the receivers prepare, that kind of thing. So you looked at offensive linemen to see how they prepared.
I go, when I go up to the Cowboys or the 49ers, I tell the offensive line, I show them, okay, if a guy got his feet here, this is what he's going to do. If he got his feet side by side, this is what he's going to do. I try to show them, and then the body weight. Because it dictates what a guy can do. And so it takes the edge off of that defensive player and give it to the offensive lineman. And you know what? If they were listen more, trust me more, then they would be more productive.
Talking with Charles Haley, you've had a resume that anyone would go crazy for. College Hall of Fame, NFL Hall of Fame, 100 sacks, multiple Pro Bowls, multiple All-Pro teams, 5 Super Bowl rings. Now, the 5 Super Bowl rings are so unusual. That's got to be the highlight. But what to you? Maybe something different stands out to you. Is there anything? Is it 100 sacks? Is it Hall of Fame? What stands out for you? What's the one thing that stands out for you?
Is me graduating from James Madison.
That's number one. That's
good. I would have never in my
did you go back to do it or you did it originally?
I did it originally and I gave them a Hall of Fame bus.
Really?
Because they shouldn't have I was reading at a 10th grade level. I shouldn't have got into college. They took a chance on me and
how good is
I
that?
I had to stay there all summer, every summer to catch up. I graduated with C's, but I graduated, and I did it myself.
Really?
So
So your education means that much to you?
Oh, God, yes. And my kids, they got their master's.
Oh,
and
great.
One is in Stanford. They understand. They could be athletes, but they better have some between the ears because there can only be one dummy in the house, and that's me.
Did you win on hard work or talent?
Hard work.
Hard work?
I outworked people.
You did?
Yeah, I ran all day. I came out the game about 10 plays a game, and I went at them. every play. They, when they looked across the line, they didn't see a different number. They saw 94. And they know they're going to have to bring that A game.
All right, tell me what you're talking about
here,
guys.
We're talking about peer sports recovery. It's dealing with mental illness. I was diagnosed with bipolar back in 2000. And, you know, and so during the evolution, peer sports recovery, it deals with the microfibers in the brain, trying to get the brain to work in a different way. So it's a new technology. And
is it working?
Well, you know what? I've been learning about it. I'm gonna go in March and stay there for 60 days.
Wow!
Because you know what? I don't want to go there for 2 weeks.
Right.
Because it's not impacting.
You
want to
take it seriously?
If I go, I'm going. And and they offered this to the Hall of Famers too. So you know, it's a double good thing for me. And I want to be able to go back to the players and say, look, you know what? I've been through this program. This is how I felt when I got through it. And as I do when I go up to the 49ers, the Cowboys, I look at guys when they come out the field, and I talk to them about what I've been through. I tell them what I see. You know, I see, you know, you're a follower, and you have a mental illness, and that's bad. That's bad. You know, I had a mental illness, but I didn't like nobody. So
right.
I didn't follow anybody. So I didn't have to worry about that. But most of the time when you have mental illness, you mask it by trying to be everybody's friend, and that gets you in trouble.
Interesting. You were different. You were definitely a loner. There's no question.
Yeah, I was. I was.
That was
been
your
a
reputation.
Loner.
That was your reputation.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thanks for stopping by.
Hey,
good
thank
to see you,
sir.
My pleasure.
I bless.
Thank you. Charles Haley, back after this.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.